From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan denies the charge. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
But over the past months, we have conducted a review of the vast amount of information gathered by the State Department, by our intelligence community, by outside groups. And my conclusion is based on that information and on the nature of the acts reported.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The genocide declaration means the U.S. could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group Jane's says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group, both in Syria and Iraq. Jane says the IS is increasingly isolated. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It is a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen. That announcement comes a year after a Saudi coalition launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Following this week's primary elections in the U.S., Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are strongly in the lead toward gaining their party's presidential nominations. That makes it more likely that Clinton and Trump will be opponents in the general election in November. Party nominations won't be confirmed until the national conventions in July. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing into the sea Friday. Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday that Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group.
Russia said it was coming into Syria to fight ISIL, but that's not what it did. Instead, their military has only prolonged the civil war, propped up Assad, and as of now, we haven't seen whether Russia retained the leverage to find a diplomatic way forward.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces Monday, but said Thursday Russia could ramp up its military presence in Syria within several hours if necessary. Morocco has ordered 84 United Nations peacekeepers out of the Western Sahara. It took the move after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the Moroccan presence in the territory an occupation. Morocco considers the area a part of its territory and accuses Mr. Ban of failing to be neutral on the matter. The governor of the U.S. state of Michigan and the country's top environmental official took blame Thursday for the toxic water crisis in Flint, Michigan. The tainted water has left many children in that town with high levels of lead in their bloodstreams. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder told a contentious congressional hearing in Washington that the crisis represents a failure of government on all levels, local, state, and federal. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.